Until I try, I will never know what I can do. This is Dr. Herbie L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a instant illumination. It could have been the thought for today. It almost was, but it's not. It's the instant illumination. So, until I try, I will never know what I can do. Now, Ingeborg?
Yes?
What's wrong with that statement?
Nothing.
Ellen, what's wrong with that statement?
You never try.
Sylvia?
The word try does not exist.
Esther, what's wrong with that statement?
What's with Lydia, our sacrifices?
Well,
I don't.
I know you're not with us.
She didn't.
Okay. Until I try, I will never know what I can do. Try and be a good boy. Try and do your homework. Try and do this here. Try and do that. And what does try mean? Try means I know you're not going to succeed, but do as well as you can.
It's like hope.
It's worse than hope, but it's like hope. And hope, you at least got a person who's got a prognosis, you know. They're dying. They're dead and what have you. But to try means that you're not doing anything. Now, this is a relative term. Until I try, I will never know what I can do. Now, we would reinterpret that by using what word?
Until I do.
Until I do, I will never know what I can do. What would you say?
I second.
What would you say?
I do.
You can driddle it. What would you say?
I know everything I do.
That's logical.
Change,
that's logical. Okay, until I try, I'll never know what I can do. Now, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is it's our reflection. And when we look at anything, our reflection says that when we see something difficult, we say, I'll try it. When we see something harmonious, we say, I will do it. Now, if you say to your handyman, you say, I would like you to put this little catch on the door. And on the catch on the door, I'd like to have it so that we can close it without having a handle or anything else. And so the handyman says, okay. And you come back and you look at the jobs that he's done and you say, well, the catch isn't on the door. He says, yeah, I know, it's down there. Well, what are you going to do about it? Well, whatever. And did you say, are you going to do it? No, you didn't say that. But what are you going to do about it? And he doesn't say a thing. Now, he's not even trying, is he? He's not even seeing if he can do it. He's not even attempting to do it. What he is doing, he is just saying, I don't want to do it. Now, what do children do and what do adults do when they don't want to do something? What do they do? They enjoy breaking the tools. They break the handle of the rake if they don't want to rake. They break the handle of the shovel if they don't want to. I mean, it's utterly impossible to do that. You got to really take that with all your might and bang it at just the right spot on a pole so that it clicks in two, you know. Because, I mean, it's really tough to do that. And we have some beautiful fiberglass rakes that we bought. We bought enough for everyone for the School of the Master. And today, there's only three left. Three fiberglass rakes made of the strongest possible material. Now, where did the stem go? The stems are here, and the bottoms are here, but they're broken. They're broken. Now, how did they get broken? They were broken by somebody who didn't want to work. And this is what we all do. When we don't want to do something, we mentally say, I don't want to do this. Or physically, we say, I'll try. And then we put the cause in motion that it doesn't function. We put the cause in motion that the computer doesn't function. We put the cause in motion that the rakes don't function, that the broom doesn't function, that the vacuum cleaner doesn't function. How many times does the vacuum cleaners quit around here? When they are doing nothing. Now, maybe you're doing things with a vacuum cleaner you shouldn't be. Are you cleaning the swimming pool with a vacuum cleaner? Nope. She says, I don't even try that. So, no. But what is this all about? What is this try thing? Try is an excuse. It's like saying, I won't do it. Now, when a father says to his son, son, go do this, go shovel the walk. And then he says to the other son, go shovel the walk. And one son says, yes, I will. And the other son says, I won't. And the son who says, I won't, goes and does it. And the son who says he will, doesn't do it. Now, who is saying they'll try and who is lying? Who is not really wanting to do it at all? People who don't want to do things have things happen. They have things happen that it just can't be done. And this is what we do to ourselves. We do that to ourselves because it's a reflection of who we are and what we are and how we're doing. And because it's that reflection, we are in all sorts of trouble. And we don't want to be in that trouble. Because if we're going to be in that trouble, then life is going to be tough for us. And when life is going to be tough for us, then we're not going to find it very happy or very enjoyable. We have to really be definite with whatever we're doing, because otherwise we're going to get bad results. Now, I was sitting at my glass table today, and I thought, it's nice, there's just four legs coming down. And you can put your feet out in the middle, you don't hit the glass, and you can do lots of neat things. I was thinking, I'm going to bring the frame for that glass table up here and see how it works up here, just to see if we might like to have it. Because I think that it'd be a lovely thing. Now, well, what's going to happen when we try it? What's going to happen when we try the frame for that table? We're going to keep it. No. Why are we going to keep it? Why are we going to keep it? We're going to keep it because we didn't plan on trying it. We just thought, hey, I like that. Hey, that's great. That's nice. That's beautiful. That's easy. No. Can you do that? Can you say things like that? Can you make statements like that? Can you put causes in motion that bring you results that you want? Sure you can. And it's up to you in whatever you do. It doesn't matter whether it's bringing that table over here and trying the legs, or whether it's having the puppy dog sit quietly here, even though he says he'd like to go out. Now, does he have to go to the bathroom? Just as we walked in the house, he stopped and did a nice complete drain. He did a long one too. And so I know that he doesn't need it. He has not had a drink of water since he came in, so I know he hasn't needed that. And he had his lunch at 11:30, and so he had plenty of time to do his duty. Now, if he's got that, we can hold it a little. That's okay. He's got to be learning to do these things. And that's a wonderful thing. But you see, when you don't try these things. You do them. Now, I say, if that's his problem, then he'll just hold it and he'll be just fine. And if I say he can't hold it, he's going to mess up the room and stuff like that, then that's what he's going to do. Whatever condition I put in motion, whatever I say, we'll try it, then that doesn't mean it. When a woman says, I'm going to try this paint on the wall, what she is saying is, that's what we're going to use. We watched that movie the other night, and the woman was redecorating her apartment, and she was doing all sorts of things. And I thought to myself, here she is, she hasn't got a penny in her pocket. She's got a job where money is just starting to come in to pay. He doesn't have any money. He has a little bit of money that he came out there with. And yet they're buying brand new furniture. They're refurnishing the apartment where they're doing all sorts. They're painting it, and they got a painter coming in. Not they're doing it themselves. They got this man coming in to paint the apartment. And you see, when you have something like that, it's so. And then, when they're all done, then you look at the apartment, and it shows the apartment not much changed, because they didn't have the money to buy it. But did they really have a painter come in and paint it? It showed that they did. Did they have really a new Davenport and chair that was in there? It showed that they did. Did they do different things? It showed that they did. You see, we have to be so cautious, because our world is our reflection. And if our world is our reflection, and they're playing the role of of being of a limited income, you can't all of a sudden have them go out and spend money on having a professional painter come in and paint their walls for them. You can't have them spending money on buying furniture that they can't even pay the rent. You see, until I try, I'll never know what I can do. Until I go out and put forth the effort to accomplish something, I'll never know what I can do. Now, if I say I will try, then I have already said I cannot do it. And this is what I would have us pay attention to, that we don't think of that word try. We don't empower that word try, which means we're empowering a word that's not going to accomplish something. We want to accomplish what we're accomplishing, and the only way to accomplish it is to say, I will do it. As I told you the story when I was a kid, I would go over to our minister's house and with our members of the youth group, and we'd clean up his house and make it all nice. And we did this for a number of months and enjoyed it. And then one Saturday I said to his wife, I said, would you mind if we rearranged all the furniture? We'll clean the house real good from top to bottom, but can we rearrange the furniture however we want to? And she said, sure, go ahead. If you want to put it back after we're gone, that's fine, but you know, it's just kind of fun being interior decorators, you know. See, we were all 15, 16 years old, maybe 17. And so she let us do that, and we did it. And then we came back the next month to clean her house, and it was just the way we had decorated. And we said to her, you know, Leona Gifford was her name. We said, Miss Gifford, that's nice of you to leave it that way, but you didn't have to. She said, I like it. I like it. It's a way I would have never dreamed of doing it, but it's so charming. And then we said, well, can we do it again? And she says, sure. She says, why not? She says, that was good. Who knows what you're going to come up with next? I mean, you're going to use my furniture in ways that I never dreamed of using it. Because I am, you know, a stick in the mud for the way it's always been. Because we were the kids. We were the uninhibited Bill Gateses, you know, who were doing our own thing. And she had the wisdom. She was a mature woman. She had the wisdom to let us do that. Because I think, she was probably at least 38 or 40, you know. An old woman, you know, just an old, old woman to us kids who were 15, 16, 17, you know. But this is what happens in life. Don't try it. Just do it. And we cleaned her house so beautifully from top to bottom, every corner, every window, every sill, and she couldn't complain about anything. And then we played the game. Okay, now what are we going to do? And some of the crazy ideas that the kids came up with, we didn't keep. But it was fun just trying them out, because we had all that young muscle to move the furniture around. And the thing that didn't get moved, it remained the same on every house cleaning that we did for her, was, what can you imagine? The piano.
Too heavy.
It was just too heavy to do much with. So we designed everything around the piano. Well, we had a lot of fun. So think on these things. And let life be a joy. And remember that you don't try anything, you do it. And when you do it, you just have lots of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.
But it's actually 5 o'clock.